The newly appointed head of the region's main environmental agency aims to make the voice of Pacific Island countries even louder at international negotiations on climate change. Leota Kosi Latu was appointed as Director General of SPREP at the end of last year. He told Sally Round there are innovative ways to have the region's concerns heard.
For a very long time, we've been sort of trying to tell the world, listen, this is what's happening to the Pacific in terms of the impact of climate change. And for a very long time, our voices haven't been heard. So we need to think of innovative ways to try and make sure that we get the message.
Have you got any ideas so far?
We've got to think of innovative ways of doing that. Just before I was talking about the link between climate change and the arts. We have a close partnership with the Pacific Vakas. These are the traditional canoes that were donated by a wealthy German philanthropist to the Pacific. And so we are using that cultural link to spread the message. You know, it's not just your conventional way of communicating the message, but we've got to use a cultural context. We've got to use the arts to articulate the message.
You don't think the message has got through yet?
In the context of COP21, I think there's been a major paradigm shift. If you look at the outcomes of the Paris Agreement or the negotiations, there certainly is a major shift in terms of the mindset of the international community. So we were able to get some of the key asks for the region, but obviously, any negotiation, it's a compromise. So there were things that we got and there were things that we sort of got, but not quite in the package that we wanted. So I think that a larger portion of the international community is beginning to listen, but it's not everybody. It's that outstanding portion of the international community that we need to be working with. Yeah.
You're going to have to work within this deal, that is, if it's ratified by the various countries. What would be your priorities for the member countries of SPREP, the advice you provide and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. So one of the first things we want to do is to help countries ratify the Paris Agreement. So it's critical that we move from rhetoric to action. So one of the first things that we just sent out a circular to the members just last week, reminding them that they need to, if they have not, they need to start positioning themselves for signing up with the Paris Agreement when it's open for signature on the 22nd of April. So that's one of the first things you've got to do as a member country. And then we are developing a program of implementation that's geared to targets some key areas intended to help countries. So, for example, their emissions reductions, for example. We need to be in a position to help them develop those pledges into real national contributions. In terms of the outcomes of the Paris Agreement, there's a lot of issues that require further negotiation. The details have not been worked out. We have principles. And so for the next 5 years, we will be helping the countries to continue to provide support to them in that regard.
One of the problems that was brought up by the president of Kiribati, Anote Tong, was that the countries are not individually able to access some of the key mechanisms to help them. For instance, the Green Climate Fund. You're the only agency in the Pacific that can access the money. And they say there's so much bureaucracy around that and it's difficult for them. They're setting up their own sort of foundation to try and capture private sector funding. What are you doing to help countries access this money that's available, billions of dollars?
Sure. So we're not the only accredited entity in the Pacific. There's the ADB, there's the World Bank, but we're the only regional implementing entity in the Pacific. Yeah, I think we've got to bear in mind that the GCF, the Green Climate Fund, has only been operating for just under a year now. They're still trying to find their feet. Most of them come from a banking background, perhaps maybe not necessarily a climate change background. So we understand they're trying to find their feet. We're also trying to find our feet as an implementing entity. We're working through that. The advantage or the benefit of going through SPREP is that obviously we understand the concerns and issues of the member countries, so that puts us in a very good position to do that. We are aware of the fact that GCF had been focusing quite a lot on the technical side, you know, looking at requirements and making sure that proposals meet certain technical requirements. That's important, but I think there needs to be a bit of a balance in that approach. So I understand that there's a GCF board meeting happening in March and I think June, where they are looking at the whole issue of, you know, simplifying procedures. So we're keeping an eye on that. We're hoping that the GCF board will implement that or come up with a simplified procedure for access that will help, you know, smaller countries in the region.
So will you be pushing that message that you'd like to see less bureaucracy?
Absolutely. We support the idea of simplifying procedures for access. Otherwise, you can have all these millions and millions of dollars and just sitting there but not being accessed. So anything that will help simplify access for our members, that's what we support.
The Director General of the Regional Environmental Agency, SPREP, Leota Korsi-Latu.